A cut across the nose. The whalemen among the Indians of the northwest coast, who could boast of killing a whale, formerly had the most exalted mark of honor conferred upon them by a cut across the nose, but this custom is no longer observed. Charles M. Scammon, 1874. A spearhead of abalone shell and cedar withes, cut and braided into rope, dive with the struck whale. But sealskin buoys surface and betray its location. All harpoons sunk in, the animal in its last throes, fights the sea to milk. The train of canoes haul a feast ashore, where slabs of bone and entrails are choicest cut. Oil is packed in skins for trade to the reindeer tribes and white villagers. At nightfall, grizzlies come to polish the remains, and coyote whinny in patience. Imagine a man particularly good with spear, his nose striped in aging scars from bridge to tip, each representing a 50-foot kill and weeks of provision. The American brigs could take 20 barrels of oil from a California gray. This take brought wealth and fire into mining camps, digging gold to fund the brewing war back east. Imagine the young Nootka men, the season when no whale passed through, their canoes at rest on the beaches, their noses as smooth as mud.